8,000 expected at anti-vaccine passport protest in Italian city that banned protests in major square. By Chris Tomlinson on November 6, 2021. As many as 8,000 people are expected to participate in an anti-vaccine passport protest on Saturday in Trieste, Italy, which banned protests in a major square until the end of the year. The estimated crowd of 8,000 will be expected to wear masks and socially distance, or they could face fines, with Trieste Mayor Roberto Di Piazza issuing an ordinance this week to attempt to convince people not to take part in the anti-vaccine passport demonstrations. Mr. Di Piazza and others have blamed the surge in coronavirus cases in Trieste on the large protests against the vaccine passport, known as the Green Pass in Italy. According to a report from the newspaper Il Giornale, local police will be monitoring the protesters, and those caught violating masking and social distancing rules could face fines of between €400 and €1,000, £340, £860/$460 to $1,160 each. Earlier this week, Di Piazza banned all anti-vaccine passport protests from taking place in the Piazza Unita d'Italia, a square in the heart of the city, stating that all protests would be banned until December 31 as a measure to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Prefect Valerio Volanti, who also pushed for the demonstration ban, commented saying, "When balancing interests, in my opinion, the right to health prevails over the right to demonstrate. If 8,000 anti-vaccine protesters show up to the demonstration and wish to go to the Piazza Unita d'Italia, which they have indicated is their desire according to Il Giornale, it is unclear if police will be able to stop them." In Milan, meanwhile, around 10,000 people are expected to take part in an anti-Green Pass demonstration over the weekend, an increase from the estimated 6,000 who participated in protests the week before. Late last month, protests in Milan against the Green Pass erupted into violence, with 28 people arrested. Violence also occurred in other cities at anti-Green Pass protests, including Turin, where petrol bombs were thrown at police.